Today's daf is Chulin Daf Ayin Ches. And we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, the Ein Koivrin Oysa. So we're at the very, very end of what was a very, very intense perek, the fourth perek of Meseches Chulin, perek Behema Mekasha. And it discusses the very end of the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Alf. So the topic of the parak, of course, was a behema mu'uberes in the world of Shechita. The Mishnah said that in the event that a behema miscarries a fetus, in koivrin oysa, you're not allowed to take that fetus and bury it b'proshes drachim at the crossroads. The ain toivrin oysa be'ilan. Additionally, you're not allowed to hang it from a tree, Mipnei Darkei Amori, because if you do that, you'll be following the ways of Amori, and that's not something that you're allowed to do. So clearly implied from this Mishnah is that there was some ancient pagan custom that in the event that an animal would miscarry, the owner of the animal would take this shilya, this shlil, and would either bury it in a precious drachin or hang it from a tree. The idea was there was some sort of superstition that if you do that, that's going to prevent the animal from miscarrying again in the future. The Mishnah is very clear, and the Mishnah says that if a yid wanted to do this, it would not be okay. And the reason is because it's Darkei Amori. Now, what does that mean? Because it's Darkei Amori, that means a yid's not allowed to do it. What is the makar to such an isser to do something that the pagans used to do? Now, to be clear, a person is not allowed to go in the way of the pagans in that if the pagans were Oved Avodah Zarah, you're going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. There's a whole Masecht in Shas called Masecht Avodah Zarah that addresses that prohibition. It's arguably the most chomer thing that a yid can possibly do. So to go in the Darkei Amori or any other cult from back in the day, and to be Oved Avodah Zarah, it's pashut, that's not okay. But this act of taking the shlil and the shilya and burying it in a precious drachin, or being toiled from an elon, it's not inherently Avodah Zarah. Afilu hachi, it's quote-unquote Darkei Amori. You're doing something that the Amori used to do. And it's for that reason, it's also, and the question is, what is the makar? So it's interesting. If you look in the Rishonim, starting with Rashi here in the Mishnah, Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, they quote two different psukim in the Torah. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It's Perichav Gimel, pasuk Chav Dalet. The context is you're going to come into the land of Canaan and you're going to see the Amori, the Chiti, the Prizi, the Knani, the Chivi, and the Yevusi. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to bow down to their Avodah Zarahs. Nor are you allowed to worship them in some other way. You're also not allowed to do the things that they do. Ki hares tahar seim v'shaber tishaber matzei v'yseim. You're not allowed to bow down to their Avodah Zarah. You can't worship their Avodah Zarah. What does it mean? Zok Rashi, right here in our Mishnah Chulin Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, what the Mishnah is teaching me is that there's an Isser, there's a prohibition for a person to go Bedarki Amori. So that even if the thing that you're doing is not inherently Avodah Zarah, but it's the Masim of the Ivdei Avodah Zarah, that too is not going to be okay. So as if to say, a Yid, in addition to keeping Taryag mitzvahs, but there's certain hanhagos that he does. There's the derech of the yid. There's also the derech of the Amori or any one of the other pagan groups, and that too, the Torah is saying, is prohibited. It's a lav in the Torah. It says, v'leisasikim asein. Another one of the places in Shas where Chazal discussed the concept of Darkei Amori, in fact, way more extensively than right here in our sugya, is Masechtas Shabbos Daf Samech Zayin. And over there, Rashi quotes a different makar for the iser for a person to go by Darkei Amori, and that's in Sefer Vayikra, it's in Parashas Achrimos, it's Perek Yud Ches, it's Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Hashem Yishavtem Bo Lo Yisasu. A Yid is not let her go in the ways of the Egyptians. Uchemasi eretz kenayim asher ani mevi eschem shama loy sasu ubechukai seyem loy seylechu. Zok teilig Rashi. That, what does it mean? You're not let her go in their ways. You're not let her do their actions. What it means is that in the event that they have certain derachim, certain things that they do, even if it's not inherently avodah zarah in the sense of the avodah zarah of the Mitzrim or the avodah zarah of the Knanim, but if it's their ways, that too is going to be prohibited. So we have Rashi in Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin that learns it from the Pasig in Parshas Mishpatim. And then we have Rashi in Masech the Shabbos Daf Samech Zayin that learns it from the Pasig. It's interesting. Rashi Ala Torah in Parshas Mishpatim on that Pasig does not bring this Chazal. Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Achrimos on the Pasuk of Bechukai Seyem Lo Yisei Lechu quotes Shitas Rameir and Toyos Koyanim that said, what does it mean of Bechukai Seyem Lo Yisei Lechu Elu Darkei Amayri Shemanu Chachamim? It's referring to the Fashid and the Darkei Amayri that Chazal talked about in different places. But the bottom line is, we have two Makaris teaching me the same halacha. A Yid's not let it go but Darkei Amayri, even if it does not inherently involve Avodah Zarah. It gets a little shout out here in the end of Perek Behema Mekasha, dealing with Behema Uberes. Specifically, there was a Darkei Amayri to take this miscarried Behema and either to bury it per Prashas Drachim or to be toiled from an Elon. The Mishnah says this is not something that you're allowed to do. Stating that, the Gemara is going to begin with a statement that was made by Abaya and Rava. So usually if Abaya said it, Rava will disagree. And if Rava said it, Abaya will disagree. This is something that Abaya and Rava were able to civilly agree on. It's related to Darkei Amayri, and it is going to be the topic of the very, very beginning of today's daf, which is the very, very end of Perek Bei Ma'amakasha. Either way, says the Gemara, Abaya Rav Dami Travayu, Abaya and Rava both said, called Oshiyesh by Rafua, any custom that involves refuah, in by mishum darkei amayri, does not involve darkei amayri. In by refuah, if however it doesn't involve refuah, yesh by mishum darkei amayri, then there is going to be an inyan of darkei amayri. In other words, Abaya and Rava said, even though there's a concept, you're not allowed to go by darkei amayri, if however you're going to get refuah by following the darkei amayri, that's something that's going to be okay. It's tafkev in by refuah, then yesh by mishum darkei amayri. Now it sounds a little bit like Darkei Amayri is aser, but refuah is so important that it's doicha Darkei Amayri. Stating that, if you look in the Rishonim, it's mavur, that refuah is lav dafka. And really, the point of Abaya Varava is that if there's some practical toyeles of doing something, just because the Amayri does it, doesn't necessarily mean that you can't do it. And the point is that you can't simply say, oh, I know that the Amayri will do this in the event that, in Abaye Varava's case, there's a chayla. So therefore, oh, I can't do it, because now it's all of a sudden Darkei Amayri, as if when the Yidden came to Eretz Canaan, they observed what the Amayri did, and then they had to rewrite their playbook to do everything in the inverse or differently from the way it was on. Zakta Abaye Varava, there's no way in the world that's the way it would be. If there's some tayelis, there's some practical significance of what it is you're doing, then it's going to be okay. In the words of the Ran, Shalei Asra Torah Mishum Darkei Amayri Elo Oysa Maisa Soyu Shalehem She'im Bahem Tayelis. But to the extent there's a tayelis, in that instance, it's going to be okay. Faith Gemara Kash, is that true? Vatanya, we learned to the Brice, Elon Shemesha Pei Roysov, and Elon that is shedding its fruit, and the owner of the tree wants to save it. So, Soikre Besikra, if he wants, he can paint some red ink on it, save it that way, or he can put stones on it and laden it with stones. This is okay. I understand the concept of being Toyonai Ba'avonim. What's the purpose of it? It's Kihechi. It's so that you would be able to now weaken it. And by you weakening it, that way you're going to save the tree. When our farmers, but to go ahead and to paint it with this red ink, what are you accomplishing by doing that? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like Darkei Amayri 101, where it's a Maisa Soyu, where you can't tell me it's Yesh by Mishum Refuah, and Afilu Hachi it's Mutter. In other words, the Gemara's Kasha is that Abaya Virava seemed to say that although there's an Issa Darkei Amayri, there's an exception to when it's mutter, and that is if it's yesh by mishum refuah. But if it's ein by mishum refuah, there'll never be an exception. It's always going to be awesome. The Gemara's kasha is, I have a mefurish b'rais that seems to offer and suggest an exception to the rule, even where there is no refuah, with the beer of the rat, even where it seems to be a maisa soil. So how could Abaye Varava say that the only time there's going to be exception, if it's yesh by mishum refuah, where it's not a maisa soil? L'chari, you see from here, everywhere it's a maisa soil, it's going to be mutter, and for the gemara, no, it's not a kasha, because it could be even putting this red dye on it has a tayelas, because if you're going to put this red dye. People are going to wonder, what's this all about? And they're going to be told it's because this is a sick tree and it needs a refuah bekarev. And you know what people are going to do? They're going to start davening. So like this, there is some tayeles that's going to come out as a result of it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Now, I don't know if this is why the Amora did it, but at the end of the day, being that you're going to be getting a tayeles from what it is that you're doing, so it's for that reason it's going to be good. And the Gemara says there's a precedent for this exact type of tayeles from a brice. Kedetanyo, v'tame tame yikra. This is referring to the Mitzayr. What does it mean, v'tame tame yikra? A little dramatic. We know he's going to be pronounced as being tame. V'tame tame yikra. We have to get up in Beis Medrash, clap on the bima, and say, I'm a Mitzayr. The Gemara says, yes. Sarach lohidia l'rabbi. You have to get up in Beis Medrash, clap on the bima. And the reason you're supposed to do that is because Rabbi Vakshal Racham, if you're going to do that, people are going to have compassion for you. And like this, they're going to daven for you. Bechein and Chazal continue in this price and say, Mish, irabai davar, any person that's involved in a situation, he has any tzarech lo yisavai ala adam, tzarech lo hidia l'rabim. So people like to be private when they're going through things. But there's also an idea of sometime being my hidia l'rabim, because like this, v'rabim v'akshol v'rachim, if you tell it to the right people, people that care about you, they'll have compassion and they may be able to help you with their tefillah, get you out of this blotta. The bottom line is, there is some value, there is some tayeles of being my dear, sacred besikras mutter, or because of the superstition of the Amori. That would make it darky Amori. There would never be an exception in that case. The reason it's mutter is based on a dindai rice of a tomi temi yikrut as it's learned in a braise. So Amar Ravina, Ravina said on this note, Kamantalina kufsa bediklo. So apparently there was a minig that if somebody had a palm tree that had seen better days, so they would take a cluster of dates and they would suspend it from the palm tree. Feels a little darky or Amori ish. Yet people do it. So Ravina said, Minig Yisrael Torah, you have to be Mlamet Tzchus on Jews. So if they're doing it, it's probably mutter. But I don't know why it's mutter. There's no tayeles from it. It seems like a maisa soyu ba'alma. So who are these people following when they do this? So Ravina said, Kiman, you want to know who it's like? Gehaitana, it's the aforementioned Braisa that said that it's mutter to be soikre besikra. Why is it mutter to be soikre besikra? Aye, why is that not an issue of the Arki Amori? The Teretz is because even though maybe the Amori did it for superstitious reasons, but you're going to have a tayelis from it, a real tayelis. And that is mutter based on the price of Tamat Tamin Yikra by the Mitzayra, and it's also true for Chalzar Shloi Tavay Al Adam. Based on that, this is something that's okay. And on that note, Hadron Alach Behema. Either way, we go from the fourth parak immediately to the fifth parak, another classic. And it's something that involves the laws of Shechita, again. So everything that we've been learning, even the digressions and the digressions, then the Neushal digressions, but they've all been from the backdrop of the laws of Shechita. The topic of this next parak, like its name implies, are the laws of Oysoi Vespinoi. So the truth is, we spoke a little bit about Oysoi Vespinoi earlier in the week. Hashoichet Neuberes, the Rambam, the Arsameach, the Karoim, the Karom Lashitasayu, the truth is Rabbi Kiveger, Sefer Anitzachim, Rabbi Yonta Flip Memilhoizen, all that raid and involved the laws of Oysoi Vespinoi in the context of Behema HaMekash. But the Iker Perek of Oysoi Vespinoi, the Iker Sugis of Oysoi Vespinoi begin right now. So just a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, there are three halachos related to Kachin that are tucked away in Parshas Emor. So Parshas Emor is in Sefer Vayikra, it's in Teiras Kayanim, but really, it's on the back end of Sefer Vayikra. It's not on the real Kachim Diga Parshias. Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, that's where Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, Kmitza, Haktara, right? That's the real flesh, the real meat of all the Kachim Diga Sugis. That's where Zvachim and Menachis play out. But we know from learning countless drushes over the last year plus within the world of Kachim that there are Kachim Diga Psukim that are scattered throughout the Torah. There's three halachas specifically that are tucked away in Parshas Emor. We need one of them. The Torah says, V'shoir Oseh, Oisoy Ve'espenoi, Loise Shchatu B'yoymechad. That if somebody has a shor or a seh, Oisoy Ve'espenoi, Loise Shchatu B'yoymechad. So you're not allowed to shecht a shor or a seh with its child on one day. Now, this is a kachim de gehalacha, but it's true for chulin as well, which is why perek oisav es menoy is in mesach chulin. So whether the animals are chulin or whether the animals are kachim, there's a lav in the Torah, oisav es menoy, lo yisishchatu biyoy mechad. Now, does this mean mother and child? Does it mean father and child? Does it mean both? So at the very end of today's daf, and really more so the topic of tomorrow's daf, we're going to see it's a big machloikis between Chananya and the Chachamim. Not to give it away, but for sure it's going to mean mother and child. The question is it also going to mean father and child? But there's a lav in the Torah, loishna kachim, loishna chulin, for a person to go and to shecht oisav es benoy. Now, a few things. Number one, it doesn't matter in what order the person does it. Even though the Torah says oisav es benoy, so you could have thought that maybe it's only prohibited if you do it in that order. The order does not matter. So it doesn't matter if you do oisav es benoy or if you do benoy va oisav. Another thing, it doesn't matter if one person shechted both or if two different people are going to do the shechita. Once you shecht oisav, nobody's allowed to shecht benoy. Or once you shecht benoy, nobody's allowed to shecht oisai. So if Reuven shechts oisai ves benoy, Reuven's going to get malchus, he's going to be over the loisasei of oisai ves benoy for shechting the benoy. If Reuven shechted oisai and Shimon went ahead and shechted benoy, it's going to be the same thing. I, Shimon, didn't shecht oisai, he only shechted benoy, and the pasuk says oisai ves benoy loisishchatu biyoy mechon. I feel uhachi, this is not a difference. It doesn't matter if one person does it, if two people do it, it's going to be an issue. In terms of the ha'oimek of understanding why the Torah had an issue with oisav es benoy, that will be'ezer Hashem be the topic of the raid of today's daf. But for now, we begin the Mishnah. Zok te'ilge Mishnah, oisav es benoy. As it relates to the lav in the Torah of oisav es benoy noyeg, you should know this is noyeg bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So it doesn't matter if somebody shechts oisav es benoy in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter if he shechts it in chutz la'aretz. Either way, he's going to be over. B'fnei abayis, v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. It doesn't matter if the Beis HaMikdash is standing or, unfortunately, davar be'itai, the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, a person's going to be over. And finally, b'chulin u'b'kachim. It doesn't matter if the animals were chulin or if they were muktashim, they were kachim. In either case, a person is going to be over the iser of oisai v'espenoi. Zok the Mishnah ketzad. Now this ketzad is going to beget a very, very long answer. And I think it's kedai just to set it up for a second. So from here until the end of the Mishnah, it's not hard, but it's nuanced. The Mishnah is going to go through 12 different scenarios of oisai ve'es benoy, where we are going to try to figure out whether the person is going to be over, he's not going to be over, what he's going to be over, and even how many times he's going to be over. So we're going to go through 12 different permutations of a person shechting two animals where there's potential for oisav es benoy because he's shechting an oisav es benoy, and we're going to try to figure out, like we just said, if he's chayiv, and if he is, how many times he's going to be chayiv. Now, why do you have all these permutations? What's this all about? It's because the Mishnah is going to talk about oisav es benoy in the context of chulin, and in the context of kachim, we just mentioned that it's noyeg b'chulin u'be mikdashin. Additionally, we're going to discuss it in the context of whether these shechitas took place in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, or if they took place outside of the Azara. So if you take chulin and kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to end up with 12 different scenarios, and the Mishnah now is going to work through all of those 12. A few klalim that I think it's worth to just internalize. We know all of this already, but I think it's worth internalizing just before we start the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is going to be straddling and juggling all these different ideas. Number one, if someone's over oisav es benoy, he just violated a loisase sheyesh by maisa, and it's for that reason he's going to get malchus. Clark, if somebody shecht kachim b'chutz, he's chayiv kares, he's also chayiv malchus. So for oisav es benoy, he's chayiv malchus. For shchitas kachim b'chutz, he's chayiv kares, and he's also chayiv malchus. Notice there's no kares for oisav es benoy. That's just a good old-fashioned loisase. As relates to the shchitas chutz, that's parshas Achrimos, Perek Yud Zayin, Kiyudua, that's one of the chayve krisis. Additionally, we have to remember, if somebody shechts chulin befnim, if somebody shechts chulin inside the azara, so that chulin now becomes aser bahana. It's something that you're not allowed to do, but at the same time, there's no malchus, because there's no explicit loisa saying in the Torah that says you're not allowed to do it, and there's certainly no karas. In fact, it's a sugi mesachtes kedushin dafnu and zayin, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether the issa shchitas chulin bachutz is an issa deiris, issa derabban. For sure, the outcome is that you're going to end up with an animal you're not allowed to eat, because it's also bahana, certainly achila. But at the same time, in terms of there being malchus, there's no malchus for chulin bifnim, and there's certainly not going to be karas for chulin bifnim. Another thing that's worth remembering, and that is the only time a person's over the issa shchutei chutz is if he shecht something that was roi lovi bifnim. The Torah says, when it talks about how awful it is for somebody to shecht bachutz, v'al pesach ha'yomayit lo yavim, right? You should have brought it into the pesach ha'yomayit. Instead, you did it bachutz. Shame on you. You did something really, really bad. And as a result, malchus, and you're going to be chayiv karas. And Chazal learned from there that the only time there's an isser of shchitas kachim bachutz is if this kachim was roi lovi bifnim. If, however, it's not roi lovi bifnim, in that situation, there's not going to be an issue. Another thing that's worth mentioning, and that is that Rashi speaks out that if somebody shechts oisai, and now he wants to shech benoi, he's not allowed to. In the world of kachim, that benoi is considered a mechusar zman. It's considered as if its time has not come yet to be able to bring it as a carbon. So we know there's a concept of zman in kachim, big time, right? Now the most basic definition of mechusar zman is a pasuk in the Torah. It's actually one of the three kachim de galachas that are tucked away in Parashas Emor. It's the one that immediately precedes oisai ves benoi. The Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mashor oikesef oyeski yivoled vayishivas yomim tachazimoy umiyoy mashmid v'aliyin rotz l'karbon yishal Hashem." You're first allowed to bring a carbon when it's 8 days old. First 7 days, the animal's a mechusar zman. Just like a boy that's born is a mechusar zman klapi mila until its 8th day, so too a behemah is considered a mechusar zman klape hakrova until it's 8 days old. The Medrash makes this sushtal, it's not my sushtal. But the bottom line is that there's a concept in kachim of mechusar zman. Zok Rashi, once a person shecht oisai, benoi becomes mechusar zman. It's as if the zman now is not today, because today it's not okay. Tomorrow you'll be able to shecht, right? Tomorrow's another day. Someone will come out tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be able to do it. But not today. And today it's considered mechusar zman. L'may nafkemino, if somebody would go and he would shecht the ben bachutz when it was kachim, he would not be over this shchutei chutz. Because it wasn't really lovely, a pesach ha'yomayit, because I look at it as if it wasn't 8 days old. I look at it as if it was simply a mechusar zman. One other klal that I think is worth mentioning, and that is, if somebody violates the Issa Oisav Es Menoi, even though he was over a loisase, but at the same time, the Shechita is going to be a Shechita Ksheira. There's nothing that says such a Shechita is going to be a Shechita Psulos. So again, what are the klalim? Number one, Oisav Es Menoi is a lav sheyesh by Maisa, as a result, is going to be Malkus. Number two, Shechitas Kachim Bechutz is something for which a person's Chayiv Karas, and also it's a lav sheyesh by Maisa, and it's for that reason he's going to be chayiv karas. Chulin bifnim is puzzle, like kachim b'chutz is obviously puzzle, but at the same time, it doesn't involve any lav, and therefore there's no malchus, and there's certainly not going to be any chayiv karas. There's no iser oisai ves benoi unless the animal was roi lovi al pesach al yomayit. Once you shecht oisai benoi, or once you shech benoi, then oisai becomes a mechusar zman, because really you're not allowed to do a shechita on it until the next day. If somebody is over the issa oisai ves benoi, the shechita remains a shechita ksheira. With those klalim, we now have 12 cases that the Mishnah is going to present. If somebody goes ahead and he shecht oisai ves benoi chulin, if both of the animals that he shechted were chulin bachutz, and both of the shechitas were done by chutz, says the Mishnah, shneim ksherim, they're both going to be kosher. Vasheni, as relates to the second one, seifik is arbam, he's going to get malchus. Let's think this through by ourselves. Somebody shechted two animals that were chulin bachutz, but it was oisai ves benoi. So the first shechita, that was perfect. He did everything you were supposed to. You were supposed to shach the bachutz. You weren't supposed to shach the bachim. It's chulin bachutz. It's going to be kosher. The second one, shame on you. You were over the lav of oisav es benoi. It's a lav sheish by malchus, and therefore, slavik is arbam. Of course, it's not 40. It's really 39. But the bottom line is, That's easy. Kachim, what would be if both of them yishechted were kachim and it was bachutz? Oh, so now already yishechted kachim bachutz. We have some issues. Harishon for the first one, or by the way, harishon can mean two things. Harishon can mean the first behemoth that you shechted, or harishon can mean the first person that shechted. Because as we mentioned already, for Oisav Es Benoi, it doesn't have to be the same person shechting both. It could be two different people. So harishon, the shechit harishon, let's call it, right? Chayiv Karis is going to be Chayiv Karis. Why? Because it was kachim bachutz. Ushneim psulim, they're both going to be pasul, right? The first one's going to be pasul because it's kachim bachutz, it's pasul. The second one's going to be pasul because it's kachim bachutz, that's pasul. Additionally, ushneim psulim is arbam, and they're both sheichdim are going to get malchus. The first sheich is going to get malchus because it's regular kachim bachutz. The second sheich is going to get malchus also because it's kachim bachutz. Now you're going to ask me, one second, why is only the first one getting karis, right? What did Mishnah say? Harishon chayiv karis. With regards to everything else, they're both the same. They're both pasul because it was kachim bachutz. They both get malchus because it was kachim bachutz. But only the first one gets karis. Why is only the first one get karis? Why is the second one not get karis? It's very simple. Because the only time you get karis is if it was roi lava bifnim. The first kachim bachutz was roi lava bifnim. The second kachim bachutz was not roi lava bifnim. Why wasn't it roi lava bifnim? Because it was already oisav es benoi, and therefore it was mechus es man. Okay, so why does it get malchus? He gets Malchus for Yisav Es Benoi. Yitaka doesn't get Malchus for Shchutei Chutz. So the first guy is getting Malchus for Shchutei Chutz. The second guy is getting Malchus for Oisnoi Ve'es Benoi. Chulin, what would be if both animals were Chulin Bifnim, but both Shchites took place Bifnim? So you shechted two animals, both Chulin Bifnim. Shnei Absulim, they're both going to be Pasul, because Chulin Bifnim, we said, is Pasul. It's Asabanam, Achlikis, the Reis, the Rabbanam. But for sure, Shchitis Chulin Bifnim is going to be a problem. Vashini, Soifik is Arban. The second one's going to be Soifik is Arban. The second person was Soifik Yosef Es Benoi. He's going to be Ivernis. Kachim Bifnim. What if they were both Kachim? And he went ahead and he shechted both of them bifnim. So there were two shechitas kachems bifnim. So Harishon, the first person, kosher, upater, v'tavay olav bracha. Right, this person was just misakin tikunim and all dilemmas. He did something amazing. Vasheni, but as it relates to the second guy, soifik es arban, he is going to get malchus. What's he getting malchus for? He shechted kachem bifnim. He's getting malchus for Oisav Es Benoi. Upasol, additionally, it's going to be pasol. Why is it going to be pasol? It's pasol because it's mechus es man. Kachem mechus es man is a psul. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Chulim v'kachem mechus. Now, if you notice, the first four cases all had something in common. In fact, they had two things in common. In all four of the cases, both animals that were shachot were of the same min, same ilk, either kachim or chulin, and both of them were slaughtered in the same place, either bifnim or b'chutz, right? They were both chulin, it was bifnim, both chulin, b'chutz, both kachim, bifnim, both kachim, b'chutz. So now already it's going to get a little bit more nuanced. What would be if it was chulin, the kachim, b'chutz? What would be if you shechted oisav es benoi? The first one was chulin, the second one was kachim, and they both happened b'chutz. So you shechted chulin b'chutz and kachim b'chutz. So rishon, chulin b'chutz. Right, this is easy. Kasher is going to be kasher upater. Right? He didn't do nothing wrong. So as a result, of course, he's going to be pater. The second one is a little tricky because the second one was already kachim b'chutz. Vasheni, the second one, soifik z'arbam, you're going to be soifik z'arbam, upasol, and it's going to be pasol. The second one is kachim machutz, so you're going to get malchus, it's going to be pasul. Why are you getting malchus? You're getting malchus not for kachim machutz, because it's not roi lavoi bifnit, because it's mechus hazman. Why are you getting malchus? You're getting malchus because of Oisav Es Benoi. Why is the behemoth pasul? So the behemoth's pasul because, well, you shechted kachim machutz, so there's no way for that animal to be kosher. But the bottom line is, you're going to be getting malchus because of the Oisav Es Benoi, not because of the kachim machutz. And by the way, raya ledavar, it only says soifik is arbam. It doesn't say karis. If it was because of the shchutei chutz, obviously you'd be chayv karis as well. Kachim v'chulim machutz. What would be if you shechted not chulim v'kachim machutz, but it was done in the reverse order? It was kachim first v'chulim second machutz. So the first guy shechted kachim machutz. So that's easy. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Harishon chayv karis u'basel. It's chayv karis for shchutei chutz, and obviously it's going to be basel. Vashneini, the second guy, kosher. it's going to be kosher, right? Because what was the second one? It was chulim b'chutz. So chulim b'chutz, the animal's going to be kosher. However, shneim soifin nesarba, even the second person's going to get malchus. And the reason even the second person's going to get malchus is because he was over oisav es benoy. And like we mentioned, the one of the klolim being over oisav es benoy doesn't make it that it should be possible. So the first one gets malchus. Why? Because it's kachim b'chutz. Second one gets malchus because it was oisav es benoy. Next case, chulim v'kachim bifnim. So we had chulim v'kachim b'chutz, kachim v'chulim b'chutz. Now we're going to Bifnim. Chulim v'kachim Bifnim. So what's the halacha? Shneim psulim. They're both going to be pasul. Vasheni soifik zarban. And the second person is even. The second person is even going to get malchus. So the first person shechted chulim Bifnim. Chulim Bifnim is not an iser. However, it's pasul. So it's for that reason. Shneim psulim. The second one was kachim Bifnim. Kachim Bifnim is mamish rava deravin. The problem is, it was oisav es benoy. So you're going to get malchus for being over this oisav es benoy. It's also going to be possible because being that it was oisav es benoy, it was mechus hazman. So for that reason, it's going to be an issue. So again, both of them are going to be possible. Only the second person who was over the oisav es benoy is going to get malchus. Eighth case, kachim v'chulim Bifnim. What would be, again, they were both Bifnim. One was kachim, one was chulim, but in this case, he did the kachim first, the chulim second. So the first person who did kachim bifnim, harishin kachim upate, did everything fine. The second person who did chulim bifnim, he is vasheni soifus arbam, upasel is going to be pasel. Soifus arbam for oisav es benoy, and it's going to be pasel because of the fact that it was chulim bifnim. Either way, so what was the next four, which is really the second set? In this case, in the oisav es benoy, one is kachim, the other is chulim. However, they're all being done in the same place. Why four cases? Because which happened first? So you have chulim v'kachim b'chutz, kachim b'chulim b'chutz, chulim v'kachim b'fnim, and then kachim b'chulim b'fnim. So again, they're all in the same place, all in the same place. One is chulim, one is kachim. The question is, what's the place and which one came first? You end up with four options, hence another four cases. The last case is chulim b'chutz. What would be if somebody shechted oisav es benoy? They were both chulin, but one was bechutz and one was bifnim. So notice, in this case, they're both the same min, they're both chulin. However, one was bechutz and one was bifnim. The places were different. So in the event that you shechted first chulin bechutz and chulin bifnim, so Rishikash Bata, that's easy. Chulin bechutz, nothing wrong with that. Vashneni, the second one, was chulin bifnim. So if it's arban because of oisav es benoy, upasal because it's chulin bazar. Next case, kachim bechutz ubifnim. So again, it's the same min, but one is bachutz and one is bifnim. Harishan, the first person who shechted kachim bachutz. So again, we throw the whole book at him. Harishan, chayiv karis. He's going to be chayiv karis, and he's going to get malchus. It's going to be possible, right? So the first one is mamish, the worst of the worst. Ushneim, but really both of them, soifkin as arbam, are going to get malchus. Ushneim, psum, they're both going to be possible. So again, the first one who shechted kachim bachutz is karis. And Malkus and Pasul because it's regular Shkutei Chutz. The second person who shechted Kachem Bifnim is obviously not going to be Chayiv Karis, but at the same time he was over Oisav Es Benoy because Oisav Es Benoy is Noyeg Afilo B'Muktashim, and it's going to be Pasul because it was Mechus Hazman. Chulim Bifnim Ubachutz. So we had Chulim Bechutz Bifnim, now we have Chulim Bifnim Ubachutz. We're just switching the order of Fnim Bechutz. Harisha and Pasul Apata, the first one. Is possible what he did, because he shechted chulim bifnim, shame on you, but who pater? He wasn't over a loisa, say, therefore it's going to be pater, right? Chulim bifnim, it's the first one, so there's no oisav es benoy, there's no iser deraisa to shech chulim bifnim on the loisa, say, level for sure, so therefore you're going to be pater. Vasheni, the second person who shechted chulim bachutz, soifik es arbaim, he's going to get malchus. Why? Because he was already over oisav es benoy. Abav kasher, it's going to be kasher. Why is it kasher? Because even though you're over oisav es benoy, it's not a reason for it to be possible, and you shechted chulim bachutz, it's going to be okay. Last case is kachim bifnim ubachutz. What would be if a person shechted two animals that were kachim, and one bifnim, one bechutz, but first bifnim and then bechutz? The case we had earlier was bechutz bifnim. In this case, it's bifnim and bechutz. So Rishon, the first shoychet who shechted kachim bifnims, again, he's the best of the best. He's shofra the shofra. Kosher upater. Vashini, the second person who shechted kachim bechutz, that's terrible. Soifik es arbam, upasel is pasel. However, you soifik es arbam not for being over shchutei chutz, because then he would be over the sakaris. Why is it not shchutei chutz? Because once twice of why is he getting malchus? He's getting malchus for being over the Isra of Oisav Es Benoy. Obviously, Yishach Kachem Achutz. It is going to be possible. The bottom line is, the question was, Ketzad, like, how do you have a situation of Oisav Es Benoy? What we had was 12 different cases, or if you break it down, you can break it down into three categories. The categories were where the Min and the Mokim are the same, where the min is different, but the makom is the same. Where the min is the same, but the makom is different. You end up with 12 different possibilities. As long as you know the klalim, it's plug and play. It's actually not very challenging to figure out. Either way, it's up to Hela Gigamar. So the Mishnah began, Oysei ves benoi noyeg, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayis, v'shaloi b'fnei abayis, b'chulin u'b'mukdashim. It's noyeg b'chulin, and it's noyeg b'kachim as well. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban, we learned to the Brayso, so, minayi v'oysei ves benoi, shenoyeg b'mukdashim. How do you know Oysei ves benoi is noyeg b'mukdashim? Maybe it's not noyeg b'mukdashim. Now, the Rishonim actually discuss, why would you think mukdashim would be excluded from the lav of Oysei ves benoi? Even if Oysei ves benoi is broad, and it's not exclusively talking to kachim, but why would it not inclusively have kachim? I'm Rishon. But for now, just the b'raisa. Minay Oysei ves benoi shayim b'mukdashim. Hey, it's not even kachim. Talmudim, it says in the Torah, shor oy kesef oy eiz ki yivoleid. What does it say afterwards? Dot, dot, dot. U'miyoy mashmini v'holi yiratza l'karbon isha l'ashem. This is the halacha that for the first 7 days after an animal is born, it needs to stay together with its mother. There's an isha m'chus hazman. V'ksiv v'asrei, the very next pasuk, is v'shor oiseh, oisnei v'espenoi, lo yiseshchat u'miyoy mechot. Being that the first pasuk is talking about kachim, right? U'miyoy mashmini v'holi yiratza l'karbon isha l'ashem. So we say the next pasuk, the one that it says immediately next to it, is also talking about kachim. Limit alois v'espenoi, shnei b'mukdashim. This is where we learn that this halacha is noyeg bim mukdashim. So how do we know Oysei ves benoi is noyeg bim mukdashim? Again, you have to know what the havamin is. But how do we know lamaisa that it's noyeg bim mukdashim? It's from the juxtaposition of the lav of mechus hazman and the lav of Oysei ves benoi. So again, we mentioned there's three lavin in the Torah tucked away in Parashas Zemar that talk about kachim. By the way, the third one, right? What's the third one? Third one is the issa noyser. So we'll have to be mispoinin at some point, maybe during this parak. What's special about these three lavin that some of them were all lumped together? Really, chutzlis manoi and chutzlim kaimoi. It's something that I think requires a little bit of hasbara. But the bottom line is that from the fact that you have mechus hazman and you have Oysei ves benoi immediately next to each other. So from there we learn that Oysei ves benoi is noyeg afilu b'kachim. Faith the Gemara ve'emim mukdashim b'chulun loy. You know something? I'm so persuaded by the smichas, I'm starting to think, says the Gemara, maybe it should only be noyeg by kachim. Mechus hazman is only a kachim de galacha. So maybe Oysei ves benoi is also a kachim de galacha. So the Gemara says, I hear, but shor hifsek ha'inyan. And really, if you have a chumash open in front of you, it's very helpful and brings this to life. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Shor ay kesef ay eiz ki yivaleid. Vayishiv et yomen tachasimoy. Umiyem eshmini v'holi yirotz al karbon yishol Hashem. Next pasuk. Shor ay seh. Oysev es benoi. Loysev shchatu b'yem mechat. Hain is the Gemara. If the whole Allah of Oysev es benoi is dafke negeya b'mukdashim. So why do you have to chazer shor ay seh? You already said shor ay kesef ay eiz. Mechus is man. One halacha. Oysev es benoi. A second halacha. Why is it that the Torah felt that it had a chazer again, Shor Oiseh? Says the Gemara, the mention of Shor Oiseh, Hifseka Inyan, is coming to teach me, this is different. You know how it's different? That's Negeya, only Mukdashim. This is Negeya, Saichun Saim Mukdashim. Wait, tomorrow, I'm so convinced, right, this Bryce is like very persuadable. I'm so convinced with Shor Hifseka Inyan, Ve'im B'chulin Mukdashim, maybe it's only Negeya Chulin. I'm all over the place here. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Vishar, there's a Vav Moisev Al Inyan Rishon, and because you have that extra Vav, it's for that reason. So, we know that as much as there's a Hifseka Inyan also being Mechaber. So, I mean, is it a Hifseka Inyan or being Mechaber? The Teretz is, it's being Mechaber that it's also Negei Mokdashin, but it's Hifseka Inyan that it's Negei Chulin as well. The bottom line is, how do you know Oysei ves benoi is Noyeg B'chulin u'b'mukdashim? I know Chulin, even though it's in the location of Kachim de Galachis, because Shor Hifseka Inyan, I know it's Mukdashim, despite the fact that it's Hifseka Inyan, because it says Vishar, and the Vav connects it to what was mentioned in the previous parasha. Just one geshmaka, obvious thing, and that is Rashi makes a big deal in the Mishnah of how the halach of Oysei ves benoi creates a scenario of Mechus's man for the benoi after you shech the Oysei. It's beautiful. The fact that the Torah put the Isser of Mechus Hazman and the Isser of Oysei ves benoi right next to each other, to the point that we even learned the halachas of Oysei ves benoi from the halachas of Mechus Hazman, it's because really, from the Kachim Dika perspective, Oysei ves benoi and Mechus Hazman is Chodo Inyanhu. They're both Mechus Hazman Dika halachas. Either way, Freit the Gemara Akasha, and really, as we'll see, two Kashas. So just a tiny bit of background to this next kasha of the Gemara. And that is, there's an idea that in the world of Kachim, if you have an animal that's a mixed breed, right? So its father is a goat and its mother is a sheep. So if you would have it's Rashi's example, if you would have a mixed breed, it cannot become Kachim. You can't be Makdash, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. It's excluded from the world of Kachim. When it comes to the laws of Oisai Ves Benoi, if somebody would shech the mother sheep and the child goat, let's say, you would be over that love of Oisav Es Benoi. It's learned that, as we'll see from Psukim, it's a Mefurish Abraisa. The Gemara asks, if you're going to tell me, Baal Peh first, that there's a juxtaposition between the parasha of Kachem, Shorei Kesef Oyeis, and the halachas of Oisav Es Benoi, and it's from that juxtaposition we learn that Oisav Es Benoi is Noyig Afilu B'Mukdashim, even though you would have thought maybe not, it is. So why don't we say that just like Kachem, Mukdashim excludes Kalai, and these mixed breeds can't go anywhere near the Mizbeach, so maybe in the same vein, there should be no Issa Oisav Es Benoi when it comes to these mixed breeds as well. Says the Gemara, Ima Kachem Kalayim Loi. Why don't we say that to the extent that there's some smichas here between the parasha of Shari Kesev Eizki Yivali, which is the parasha B'chus Hazman, which is a Kachem de Galacha, and the laws of Oisav Es Benoi. So we should say that just like by Kachem Kalayim Loi, Af Oisav Es Benoi Kalayim Loi, there should be no Oisav Es Benoi when it comes to Kalayim. What's the kasha? Alam Tanya, what we learn in the Braisa, Oisav Es Benoi Noyig B'Kalayim U'B'Kfi. Oh, so the infamous Kfi we're going to talk a lot about. But why isn't Noyig by Kalayim? The Kfi is the Beria Bifneatzmoy, the Sufik Zachar, or Sufik Behema, Sufik Chaya, right? We're not 100% sure what it is. But the bottom line is that why is it Kalayim? That's what we need right now. Is Noyik, Oisav Es Benoi. If it's not Noyik Ben Mukdashim, it shouldn't be Noyik Ben Oisav Es Benoi. For Oit says the Gemara, as Mirechayim fin Kalayim, as Mirechayim fin Kalayim, as relates to Oisav Es Benoi, I have another reason why there should be no Oisav Es Benoi by Kalayim. The sexiv, it says in the Torah, V'shor Oiseh, Oisav Es Benoi, lo yisashchato b'yoymechot, v'amar Rava, Rava said, Zebono Av, this is a binyan Av, kol mokim shene marseh, einoi elo lo hoitzi yasa Kalayim, it's coming to be moitzi Kalayim. Now this binyan Av is coming from a pasuk that says, Zoisav Ema Asher Teichilu Shor, Seksavim V'seizim. And from there, Rava learned, not for now, that anytime it says in the word Seh in the Torah, I know that Kalayim is excluded from Seh. Zafreit Gemara Kasha, it says Seh by Oisav Es Benoi. So why is the Kalayim by Seh? No, we're discussing now Oisav Es Benoi in the context of Kalayim, which was not mentioned in our Mishnah, and we're asking two kashas. One kasha is, if there's a smichas to Mukdashim, just like Kachim Kalayim Loi, Oisav Es Benoi should also be Kalayim Loi. And oh, by the way, I have another kasha. It says Seh, and Rav already said, wherever it says Seh, there's a binyanav that teaches me, wherever in the world it says Seh, it means to exclude Kalayim. How come we don't exclude Kalayim over here? On Makra, Enfid the Gemara, both kashas with one word, Oi. Says the word oi, not o y. It says aleph vav oi, and we learn from there. L'rabbi says akalayim. It's coming to be marbe kalayim. It says v'shar oi se oi soy ves benoi leis hashchat b'yemechot. Shar is telling me it's negei yashar. Says telling me it's negei yaseh. Shar oi se. It was a shar. It should have said shar visa. What shar oi se? That word is extra, and it's coming to teach me that even if it's Kalayim, it's going to be included. Freit the Gemara. Hi, Oy, mi boy, le lechalek. How could you tell me that the word Oy is extra and it's coming to teach me to be Marbe Kalayim? L'chura, don't I need it lechalek? What does it mean lechalek? I needed to know that the Isra Oisav Es Benoi is not only if a person shechts the Shor and the Seh and their respective Benois, but it's other Shoru Benoi, other Seh Benoi, you're going to be chayef, right? If somebody asked you, Shor vise oisoy ves benoy loisashchat b'yemechad. What would you think that pasuk means? I don't know. Shor vise, I have to shech the shor and the seh, it and its child, and then I'm going to be over this. What if you shech the shor and its child? No. Shor vise. What if I shech the seh and its child? No. Shor vise. So if it says shor vise, you would think you need both, right? If somebody asks you now, shor oisoy ves benoy. Oh, Oy means or. So either Sharupnai or Sabnai. So afraid the Gemara, oy is extra. I need oy to learn Pasha. I can't read the I can't be Mavasedra Parsha's Emar without the word oy. Hi oy mi boy lechalek. I needed to differentiate and distinguish between the Shur and the set to teach me that I'm chayif each one individually. The Sogatai Techamino, because had it not said the word oy, I would have thought either Shachit Sharupnai Sabnai. Let me chayif Kumashmalon, the word oy to teach me that you chayif for each one individually. So afraid the Gemara, how could I be extra to be Mabrakalayim? Samara says, not sure. If somebody would ask you, if you would say you need both, grammatically you'd be wrong. You know why? Because lechalik mi benoy nafka. If you would have to do both, you know what the Torah would have had to have said? Shar v'seh, oisai, or oisam, v'es benam, v'es beneihem. Benoy is in the singular. And I know from the word benoy already, lechalik. Thus, grammatically, without the word oy, I would know yechai for each one individually. There's no need to have the word oy. Right to Gemara, I hear. I think I still need to look at the Tanya for something that's actually taught in a Mefurash Abraisa. Ilu namashar v'seh ubnoi. Had it said shar v'seh ubnoi, you see, I mean, I would have thought actually yishchay shar v'seh ubnoi. I would have thought that you only chayv if you shech the shar and the seh. Bnoi is lashon yachid. Fair enough, but one of their children. But it has to be Shar v'seh and one of the children. Talmud loymar, Shar v'seh, Oysai v'es b'noi. My love, isn't the Braisa literally addressing this point and it's coming to say, Mei oy nafkale? No, it's the Gemara saying that I hear. From the fact that it says b'noi in the singular, I know already that you're only chayiv in the singular. But maybe it means for one of the offspring. But at the same time, as it relates to the mother, the father, maybe for that you would need both. And that's why I would need Oilechalik. And oh, by the way, it's a Mefurish Abraisa. The Braisa says Mefurish, right? Clearly. Ilu nemash shar v'seh ubnoi. Ha'isni yoimer. Achi yishchot shar v'seh ubnoi. Talmud loimer. Shar v'seh oisev es b'noi. So I shouldn't think it's shar v'seh and one of their children. But you can't tell me that the word oi is extra. I need oi lechalik, not bein habonim, because that I know from the word banai, but I need a lechalik bein ha'avois or bein ha'imois, that I don't know. And isn't it a mefurish b'raisa? Says, lo, you know, you're not reading the b'raisa right. What the b'raisa is saying is, mei oisai. The b'raisa is addressing why the Torah had to say oisai, oisai ves benai. It could have just said shar v'seh, or shar oisai ubnai. Why does it have to say oisai ves benoi? From the word oisai, that's in the singular, that's what we learn. It's other the shar and the seh, and it's either one of their children. For that already you're going to be chai. The braisa was never darshaning oi. You know, because you don't need the word oi. Without the word oi, from the word oisai, I already know lechalik. Here's the point. I know lechalik ben abonim from benoi. I know lechalik ben avos ben ubenoi mois from oisai. I don't need the word oy lechalik. If I don't need the word oy lechalik, so the word oy is extra. If the word oy is extra, I can use it to be marbe kalayim. Again, the kasha was, why kalayim? Why do we say domi dekachim? And why do we say seh amirachmana? And Rav already taught us that zebonov kamokim chenem ase in eloi tzeisa kalayim. Teres says the word oy. Wait, it says the word oy. I need it lechalik. No, I don't. It says oisai. It says benoi. I know lechalik between the parents. I know lechalik between the offspring, and as a result, the word oy is very much going to be action. But the Gemara says, one sec. This understanding that lechalik bein ha'avos v'bein ha'imois, I learned from the word oisai, that havanah in the braisa assumes that the word oisai is extra, and that's not pashut at all. That's all good according to the Rabbanon. The miyatalu oisai, who hold the word oisai is extra. Lechananya. But according to Chanan, the miyatale oisai, who holds that the word oisai is not extra. Lechalik minale. How does he know lechalik? Now, what exactly this machloikas between Chanan and the Rabbanon is a good kasha. And if it's bothering you, mechavim to the Gemara. The Gemara at the very end of our daf is going to say, my Chananya, my Rabbanon. So the Gemara is actually going to ask the kasha, so we're going to get to it. But the Gemara didn't feel that we need to know what it is in order to go weiter. So we're going to follow the cue of the Gemara. But what the Gemara is saying is, there is a machlokes, as we're going to see momentarily, between Chananya and the Rabbanon, whether we darshan the word oisai to teach me some halacha. The Rabbanon do not, Chananya does. So the Gemara is timing like this. According to the Rabbanon, that oisai was not used for that drasha that we're going to learn about later. So this braisa that says, lechalek bein ha'avos u'bein ha'imois, is learned out from oisai, will be going according to will be referring to oisai, right? It's going to mean oisai. If that's the case, oisai is extra. If oisai is extra, it's going to be marbar kalai. But according to Chananya, you don't have oisai in this brisa over here to teach me l'chali because it's taken already for something else. If that's the case, for sure the word oisai is needed l'chali. Not bein abonim because that I know from benai, but bein avos ubenimais. If that's the case, I don't have oisai to be marbar kalai. It's afraid the Gemara kasha that l'chura hadra kusha l'dochte. The question is, why is there a din oisav es benai by kalai? The teretz is I learned it from oi. I need oi l'chalik. Mar says, no, I don't. L'chalik ben abanim, I know from benai. L'chalik ben abanim, I know from oisai. But the Gemara's cash is that's all good according to the Rabbanon, that I don't use oisai for anything else, so I could use oisai l'chalik. So I don't need oi l'chalik. But according to Chananya, I only have benai l'chalik, not oisai, so I still need oi l'chalik. So if that's the case, how could I use oi to be marba kalayim? So the Gemara says that according to Chananya, you're going to have to say l'chalik loy tzarech kra. Meaning it's the same mahalik. The word oi is coming to be marba kalayim. I need oi l'chalik to know that it's not shor visse oisa vis benoi, it's shor oisa. Chananya holds that you don't need oisai, or you don't need oi l'chalik, you don't need anything l'chalik, and the reason is the Savalik Rabbi Yonason, because Chananya held like Rabbi Yonason. Who's Rabbi Yonason? This Rabbi Yonason is famous from throughout Shas. Chananya learned to the Brayza. Ish Asher Yikalas Ovev Es Imoy. It says regarding the Issa to be Mekal Ovev Imoy. Ish Asher Yikalas Ovev Es Imoy. Ain't Lielo Ovev Imoy. It sounds like from the pasuk that the only time a person's Ovev be Mekal Ovev Imoy is if he's Mekal Ovev the Imoy. Ovev Shloy Imoy. Imoy Shalai Aviv Minayin. How do you know if somebody's Makal only his father or his mother is going to be Chayv Tam Lemon says in the Torah? Aviv Imoy Kilel, Aviv Kilel, Imoy Kilel, the Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia said that the Torah had to say Aviv Imoy Kilel to tell me that a person's Chayv only for being Makal his father or only for being Makal his mother. Rabbi Yonason said, you don't need anything for that. Because when it says in the Torah, Isha Sheyakalas Aviv Es Imoy Mashma Shneim Ke'echot, it's Mashma if he was Makal both, but also this is the punchline. Mashma echad bifnei atzmai. It's also mashma or ad sheyifroid l'cha hakosav yachtav. In fact, unless the Torah goes out of its way to say the word yachtav, we always assume it means oi without saying the word oi. Here's the point. Rabbi Yonason has this shita as quoted literally throughout Shas, that anytime the Torah puts two things together, even if it doesn't use the word oi, it's assumed that it's one or the other, unless it says mefurish Yachtov that they have to both be together. Chananya is going to hold like Rabbi Yonason that you don't need any ois lechalik. If you don't need ois lechalik, oi could be marbe kalayim. So the bottom line is, how do we know that there's iser oisav es benoi by kalayim? Why would you think not? Two reasons. Number one, the juxtaposition to muktashim would make you think not. Also, it says set. And we know wherever it says set to be my kalayim, the answer is one word. It says in the Torah, oi. Don't I need oi l'chalik? So there's two mahalachim to answer this kasha. One mahalach is that, yeah, I really theoretically should need oi l'chalik, but it already says oisai l'chalik and benoi l'chalik. The other mahalach is, if you hold like Rabbi Yonason, you actually don't need oi l'chalik. So if that's the case, there's no question in the world that the word oi would be extra. Specifically, in the cheshbon of the Gemara, which approach you go? Do you go with the approach that, yes, I need a word l'chalik, but I have oisai and benoi l'chalik, or no, I hold like Rabbi Yonason, and that the Gemara said is totally in a machloikis, Chananya and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Yonason. It was Dafka, according to Chananya, to come on to Rabbi Yonason. So the Gemara now is going to conclude with this discussion, and that is my Chananya, my Rabbanu. What is this machloikis Chananya Rabbanu? Now, what do we know about machloikis Chananya Rabbanu? We know one thing, that Chananya darshan the word oisai, the Rabbanon did not darshan the word oisai. Says the Gemara, my Chananya, my Rabbanon, what is this machloikis? Between Chananya and Rabbanan and Tanya, Oisai ves benoi, noyeg bin nekevois, is noyeg by nekevois, by mothers, veinu noyeg bescharim, but it's not noyeg by fathers. So again, it's for sure noyeg by male and female offspring, right? The benoi, for sure, it doesn't matter if it's the boy or the girl. But we're talking now about the father versus the mother. So according to the Chachamim, Oisav es benoi is noyeg b'nekevois, but not b'scharim. Mothers with her son, mother with her daughter, but not fathers, father, son, and father, daughter. No, it doesn't matter. Says we're my time in the Rabbanon. What's shot in the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon hold that Oysen Vesbenoy is only Noig Benekevus? Time to learn to the Brysa. Yoch, yeah, Oysen Vesbenoy, Noig Ben Bescharim Ben Benekevus. This is the Brysa. You would have thought in Svara it should be Noig Bescharim Benekevus. Says the Gemara, is that true? Is that true? Vidinu? Why is it so posh to you that you would think that? Chiev can, Vechiev al, Em al Bonim. You find an Isser of Oysen Vesbenoy. You also find the Isser of Shiluach HaKan. So Shiluach HaKan is a whole parak in Chulin coming up, one of the Geshmak and Brokim that we're going to learn. But we know there's a mitzvah of Oysen Vesbenoy. We know there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Mak Shechiev be'em al Bonim b'nekev is loibizcharim. Just like when it comes to Shiluach HaKan, it's Tavke b'nekev is and not by Scharim. So Af Shechiev kam b'nekev is loibizcharim. So you would think, if anything, logically, it should only be b'nekev is. It should not be b'nekev is char. So again, Yoch ye Oysen Vesbenoy noig b'em scharim b'em b'nekev is. Why? If anything, learn it out from Shiluach HaKan, and Shiluach HaKan is mothers, so this should also be mothers. Says the Brayso, no. I don't think that's a taina. I'm going to tell you why I think it should be noig b'schar min akevis, even though Shiluach HaKan is only noig min akevis. Because Shiluach HaKan, you find, le'asaba mezomim k'sheinim mezomim. The only time a person's over this is Shiluach HaKan is ki yikara kan sipa, right? If you bump into a kan sipa. But if you didn't bump into it, Rashi says, if you own it, if the oif is yours, there's no mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. As opposed to Oysen Vesbenoy, it doesn't matter if you do own it or if you don't own it, right? Either way, in that situation, you're going to be chayav. What's the point? The point is that when it comes to Oysen Vesbenoy, you see it's more inclusive than Shiluach HaKan. So if Shiluach HaKan is true, is only negay the mother, then maybe Oysen Vesbenoy is going to be negay the father as well, right? So again, Yocho Yehi Oysen Vesbenoy Noyik Beim Bischar Beim Nekevis. Says Gemara, 1 second. Why do you say Dumi Shiluach HaKan? No, because you see this is more inclusive than Shiluach HaKan. So now we return to our regular program, resuming the Braiso. Talmud Loi Marit says Oysay Vesbenoy Loi Seshchatu Biyayim Echad. And from the fact that it says Oysay, we learn Echad Veloy Shnayim. It's Tafka 1 and not 2. So we know it's only Bezachar or Benekeva. And being that I know it's only Bezachar Benekeva, so therefore I know it's not going to be Noig Bezachar Benekevas. Okay, says the Brayso of Vayta. Ach Shechilik HaKosef, being that you know there's a chilek between Zachar Benekevas, and you know that it's only Negei 1, so Chisi Lodin. Now already I can make a cheshbon. I can say Chiv Kam V'Chiv Be'em Al Abad. You find there's a Chiv by Oysen Vesbenoy, and you find there's a Chiv by Shiluach HaKan. Mak Shechiv Be'em Al Abad Benekevas Loi Bezachar. Just like when it comes to Shiluach HaKan, it's mothers and not fathers. Afke Shechiv Kan, so too. When it comes to Oysen Vesbenoy, Benekevus Loi Bescharim, it's going to be Davka by Nekevus, it's not going to be Bescharim. In other words, at the end of the day, the Rabbanon hold that the mitzvah of Oysen Vesbenoy is only Negeya, Nekevus is not Negeya Scharim. How do I know it? I know it because it says Oysoi. Oysoi is a Lashon Yachid, and it teaches me it's only Scharim or Nekevus. Which one? Oh, so now already I have to see what makes the most sense. I think it makes the most sense to say mothers, Dum Yud Shiluach HaKan. Now, just one obvious point that needs to be spoken out. The Gemara's initial reaction was just compare it to Shiluach HaKan. And the Gemara said, you can't compare it to Shiluach HaKan because it's more common than Shiluach HaKan. Okay, says the Gemara, it says Oysoi, and I have to pick and choose, so let me compare it to Shiluach HaKan. You just said I'm blind early, you can't compare it to Shiluach HaKan. But the Teretz is Pasha. If all I have is the Binyan Av of Shiluach HaKan, I can't compare it to Shiluach HaKan. Because, Loyim Amri Pe'im Alabonim, Shkein Liyasa Ba Mezumim Kshein Mezumim. Toyim Aboysin Vesbenoi, Shasa Boy Mezumim Kshein Mezumim. But once I know that I have to pick and choose, I know I have to go to the right or go to the left, I know it's either Dum Yada Av or Dum Yada Aim, I know it's something. Oh, so now already it makes sense. It's reasonable to use the binyanav to say that it should be dumi to Shiluach HaKan. So if all I had was the binyanav of Shiluach HaKan, I would say it's not a good tzurshtel. It's not a binyanav. Binyanav means it has to be a direct comparable. It's not direct enough, and as a result, I wouldn't have it. But being that now I'm being forced to find a comparable, so now I use the best comparable available, right? Just to be clear. If I didn't have a drasha of Oysoi, all I had was the binyanav, I would need a perfect comp. Oysoi teaches me you're not looking for a perfect comp. You're looking for the best available comp. Right? Sometimes you're looking for something perfect, and sometimes you're just looking for the best available, right? Vadvarim atikin. True in all areas in life. So the Gemara is saying that if you want to work with a binyanav, well, you have to have a perfect binyanav. Says the Gemara, this is a binyanav that's a little nuanced in that find the best available option. That's not how binyanav works. Binyanav needs to be perfect. Right, we need perfection when it comes to binyanav. Yeah, but it says Oysoi. Oysoi is megala that you can now use your skills to come up with what you think is the best. Oh, Shluch HaKal wasn't a perfect Tzushtel, but it's the best available Tzushtel. And that's why at the end of the day, the Chachamim hold, Nikevus V'loi Bizcha, says the Braisa. Right, we're not finished with the Braisa. We just interrupted because we got excited. But moving along, V'im Nafshech Eloi Mar. If you're going to action Zechois, and you're going to tell me you have a little bit of a kasha over here, I don't know, Mechatesi, that aim more than, Mechatesi, the Tzushtel Teshuluch HaKan, I'll tell you, it says Benoi. And we learn from there, Mishneh Benoi Karach Acharov. Benoi doesn't just mean your biological child. It means, right, when the kid's hanging on to you, it's Benoi. Yotza Zachar, the father, She'im Benoi Karach Acharov, right, most situations, the child is not hanging on to the coattails of the father, it's more the mother. The child clings to the mother more than the father, and that's how you know. If you had to pick one or the other, you're picking the Kevus and not Zacharim. That is Shitas HaRabbanan. Says the Gemara, Mayim Nafshech Eloimer. What's this actioning zechayis, right? We said, nafshech eloimer, if you can action zechayis, you don't like the drasha that we had. So we have like a plan B. What may you not like? Because you're going to tell me, oisai zachar mashma. That's the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest. You're telling me, oisai is mashma one. You have to pick between the father and the mother. You're picking the mother because it's more similar to shluch hakan. Really? I think oisai is lashon zachar. Doesn't it sound more father than mother? Says, you're going to tell me, that's why we needed a little extra help over here. We need a second level of defense. Where it's not Karuch Acharav. The bottom line is, that is the Makar to the sheet of the Rabbanu. What does Chananya do? Ksiv Oisoi. The Mashma Zachar. The Sig Bnoi. Says, which is Mashma Misha Bnoi Karuch Acharav. The mashma nekeva hilkach noyeg beim bezchorn beim nekeva is therefore Chananya holds at the end of the day this is going to be noyeg side by schorin and it's going to be noyeg by nekevas as well. So according to the Rabbanon, oisav is benoyeg is only negeya by nekevas. According to Chananya, it's beim bezchorin and it's beim benekevas. According to the Chachamim, it's based on the fact that it's similar to shiloh hakan. Where it's Stavka mothers, also Benoi, Misha Benoi Karach Acharov. Chananya holds its father and mother because Oisei teaches me father and Benoi teaches me mother. Going back to the Gemara, right? The Gemara had said that you're telling me that Oi is actually, I don't need Oi Lechalek because I have Oisei Lechalek. So the Gemara said, Ha Nichol Rabbanan Meyatulu Oisei. That's good according to Rabbanan that holds Oisei is extra. El Chananya Meyatulu Oisei Lechalek Minole, says the Gemara, my Rabbanan or my Chananya. Chananya, who learns from Oisai, father, Oisai is not extra lechalik. The Rabbanon, who did not learn from Oisai, father, Oisai was extra lechalik. And that is closing the loop on the cheshbon of the Gemara. So again, this is going to pick up in Metz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Very, very much so. We're going to exhale and just speak out one ha'ara related to today's daf. And dover be'itoy matoiv. And that is, so the topic of today's daf, the overwhelming majority of it, was the new perek that we just began. Perek Oisoi ve'espenoi. So it says in the Torah, Oisoi ve'espenoi loisishchatu b'yoymecha. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, and this is not in Parshas Emor, but rather this is tucked away in Parshas Kiseitze, on the pasuk Yikorei kan tzipor lefanecha baderech, in the parasha of Shiluach HaKan. Says the Ramban, Gam mitzvah zu mevueres min oisoi ve'espenoi lois eschatu b'yoymecha. The yisoid of this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is the same as the yisoid of the mitzvah of oisoi ve'espenoi lois eschatu b'yoymecha. Ki atam b'shnehem, because the reason underlying both of these ideas is lebilti hayois lanu leiv achsav aleinu rachim. It's that we shouldn't have a heart of an achsar. And we shouldn't be in a situation where we're not showing compassion. The Torah said that ki yikore kan tzipor lefanecha shalech teshalach es ha'eim, and only afterwards es ha'banim tikach lach, right? Lo yisikach ha'eim al ha'banim, that you shouldn't go ahead and torture the mother by taking its child away from it. So therefore, shalech teshalach es ha'eim first, and then afterwards, when the mother's not there, ves ha'banim tikach lach, it's so that we should be trained not to be achzorim to the bird in the same vein, the shor and the seh. We also have to be trained to make sure that we're not going to be achzorim. And therefore, oisav es benoy loisashchat to be a mecha. Don't shech them in one day, because you shech them in one day, you're becoming the lev of an achzer, and you're becoming someone that really has no compassion. Additionally, says the Ramban, oi, could be the idea shalayatir akos of lasis hashchos alakir amin. Meaning, even though we know we're allowed to go ahead and we're allowed to shlecht animals, but at the same time, to wipe out an entire min, that's not okay. Even though your Torah was matir shchita, but don't wipe out a min. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to kill the mother and the child, symbolically, you just wipe that mamish doiris of animals, and that's not something that you're supposed to do. So it says in Ramban, to me, the concept of Shluch HaKan and the concept of Leisav Es Benoy are very related to each other in the Tama Mitzvah. I think they're both the same concept, and I have two approaches of how they can be explained, how they can be rationalized. Number one, they're both related to not being an achzori towards the animal. Additionally, they're both related to the idea of not wiping out an entire species. Says the Ramban Vayit, because of a Rabbi Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam the Meir Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, he also addressed why the Torah said that Shiluach HaKan is so important, Oisav Es Benoy is so critical. He said, Kitam Shiluach HaKan, Vetam Oisav Es Benoy Leseshchat B'Yemechot, is Kidesh Lehizor Shalei Nishchet HaBein Le'ene Yo'ayim. It's that we shouldn't shech the child in the presence of the mother. Ki Yesh LaBehem is Daiku G'doyla B'zeh. Because animals are able to experience pain.
Said
the Rambam in the Meira that animals feel pain if something happens to their children, just like humans do. And it's for that reason you have to be sensitive. Therefore, there's a mitzvah shiluach hakan, loisikach eim alabonim. And therefore, there's a lav in the Torah of oisav es benoy. Says the Ramban, that loit the Rambam, vimkein ein ikra iser ba'oisei vesbenoi, it comes out that the real iser is, don't do something to the child in the presence of the mother, as opposed to don't do something to the mother in the presence of the child. Which would mean, what's the ikra iser? The ikra iser would be, oisei vesbenoi, not, oh, I'm sorry, the ikar issa would be b'noi v'oisoi, not oisoi v'esbenoi. So v'mkein ein ikaro issa b'oisoi v'esbenoi, rak b'b'noi v'oisoi. But you have to say the reason the Torah said also oisav es benoi and not just benoi v'oisoi was like gaza harchoka ba'alma. But says Raman, it's not mashma that way. It's not mashma because if in pshutei shel mikra, it's related to not causing the mother the pain of seeing something happening to its child, it should have been b'noi v'oisoi leiseshchat to be a mechad. In pshutei shel mikra, it's out of order. V'yoyse nachin, says the Ramban, therefore I think it's more proper in pshat to say, like I'm saying, bavush lo yisach, so you shouldn't come to a midas achzorius. Not so different than what the Rambam is saying, but a little bit of a different knetch. The bottom line is, the Ramban is, Pirush HaLaTorah gave us three, it's shtickle nuanced, but three drachim, all very similar to understanding the lav in the Torah of oisav es benoy. In all three, they're somewhat related to the sensitivity that we have to have towards the animal kingdom. In the Ramban's first pshat, that to wipe out oisav es benoy is achzorius. A yid's not allowed to be an achzor. In the second pshat, it's ashchos asamin. It can't be mashchis the min. You have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, even though he allows you to have a steak dinner, but at the same time, to wipe at him in, that's not something that's okay. And the third, which is really the Rambam, it's more related to the specific pain that the mother has when something happens to the child. Another thing that we saw in the Rambam's pshat, in the Meira, and in the Ramban's first pshat, is that there's some connection, some similarity between the Inyan of Shiluach HaKan and the Inyan of Oisav Es Benoy. I mean, the words of the Ramban, Ki Korek Kansipa Lefanecha, Gamzu Mitzvah Mivueres Min Oisav Es Benoy Leiseshchat B'Yemechot. I think one thing that's obvious is the Gemara's Tzushtel, right? The Rabbanan's Tzushtel of learning that Oisav Es Benoy is Noig Ben Akevis B'Loy B'Scharim. And where do we learn it from? We learn it from the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, Hafla V'Fela, right? The Tzushtel of the Gemara is Gevaldik. What's the Gemara saying? That just like by Shiluach HaKan, whose pain are we sensitive to? We're sensitive to the mother's pain. We're not sensitive to the father's pain. It's the pain of the mother that the sensitivity is to. So it makes sense. Oisav es benoy, it's going to be the sensitivity of the mother, not the sensitivity of the father. That's where it's going to play itself out. But the bottom line is, pshat one, pshat two, pshat three, it's all a similar inyan. And that is, we have to be sensitive to the animal kingdom. You can't just go ahead and be an achzor even towards animals. Kol merachim ala brius, merachim nolam hashemayim is true even in the animal kingdom. And this is really what the whole idea of oisnei vespenoi loiseshchatu b'yoy mechad is. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Emor on this pasuk, the shor oiseh, Oisoy ve'espenoy. Rab Rachya b'shem Rab Levi Yomer. Rab Rachya in the name Rab Levi said that Shlomo Melech said in Mishle, Yoidei et tzadik nefesh behemtoy ve'rachme risha machzori. The tzadik is sensitive to the nefesh of his behemoth. But the Rosha, he doesn't even care about people. Yodei Tzadik, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is the tzadik. And you find that Yodei Tzadik nefesh behemtoy, as the pasuk says, Lo yisikacho emal abonim. Verach merusha machzori. Who's the Rosha? Who's this achzor? Zeh Sancheirav HaRosha. Dechsiv bei emal boneh arutasha. The Torah was sensitive to the relationship between a mother and a child. Lo yisikacho emal abonim. Sancheirav said emal boneh arutasha. He killed the mothers with the children. He had no sensitivity. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sensitive to the behemoths. The Rosh is not sensitive to the people. That's what Rab Rachya b'shem Rab Levi said. So Rab Rachya weiter. Yodei tzadik zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoy is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekasa b'teiru, it says in the Teiru v'shar, oiseh, oisoy ve'espenoy, loiseh shchat b'yem echot, v'rach mirushan machzori. And what does it mean, v'rach mirushan machzori, zeh Haman? It's referring to Haman. Haman the Rasha, Chakosav by it said by him, Lahashmid, Laharoig, Ula Abed. The idea tzaddik nefesh behemtoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so sensitive to the tzaddik, to the behemoth, that oisoy ves benoy vayseshchatu b'yemechot. Rasha, Haman the Rasha was fakert. Even when it came to people, he wasn't sensitive. How do you know that? Because what did Haman say? The nishloyach svarim biyadorotim al komodina isamelech lahashmid laharoig laabed es kol haYehuda minar vadzakin tavin noshim biyoy mechad. What a hafaldig medrash tanchuma. The medrash is comparing and contrasting the sensitivity that the Torah has to animals versus the sensitivity that that animal, Haman HaRosha, had to Klal Yisrael, had to people. Yeah, you're led a shecht. It's true. And what did Haman say? He said, Lahashmid, Laharoi, Ula Abe, this Kola Yehuda, Minarva Adzokim, Tafenoshim, Biyoy Mechot Daika. What's the Biyoy Mechot? Because there was an understanding, there's a sensitivity of loiseshchat to b'yoy mechad. And I was saying, no, I dafka want to do it b'yoy mechad. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoy of a v'rach me'risha machzari. But just one sushtal to this medrash. And that is, in one of the more moving gemaras related to the churban, related to the kamtza bar kamtza digesugya, the Gemara tells a story, and this is Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We all know the story, but it's kedai to hear the words of the Gemara inside again, just to get into the mood. It's Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a certain pasuk in Eicha that talks about the terrible churban, something very specific that happened that was just beyond. So Isha V'Shevot Banel was referring to a mother and her seven children. I see you come. So this mother and her seven sons were brought in front of the Kesar of Roimi. And first they brought the oldest son, Amrule, and they told this person, Plach Lavoidus Kechavim, bow down to this Avodah Zarah. And by the way, if you bow down to this Avodah Zarah, everything is going to be okay. Amaluhu. So the child said, Kasabat Torah, it says in the Torah, Noichi Hashem Eloi Kecha. I serve one God. I can't bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Afku v'katlu. They brought him out and they killed him. Asyula idch kamei the Kesar. They brought the second one in front of the Kesar. Amrulei, they told him, Plach l'avodas kechavim, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Amaluhu. He said, Kosev ha-Teira, lo yia l'cho elihim acherim al-ponai. I can't do this. Afku v'katlu. Immediately they killed him. Asyula idch. They brought the third child. Amrulei, they told him, Plach l'avodas kechavim, kill this, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Amaluhu, he said, Kosev ha-Teira, zeveach lo elihim yachram. It's a pasuk, I'm not allowed to do it. They killed him. They brought the fourth child. They told him, "Plach l'avodas kechavim, bow down to this avodas zar." Amalu kasev atayr loyse shtachav leilacher. Afku v'katul. Siul idach. They brought the fifth son. They told him, "Plach l'avodas kechavim." Amalu kasev atayr says, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem alekenu, Hashem echad." Afku v'katulu. They killed him as well. Siul idach. They brought the sixth son. They told him, "Plach l'avodas kechavim, bow down to the avodas zar." Amalu kasev atayr v'yodata hayoyim v'ashivoysal v'avecho ki Hashem. They killed him as well. And then they brought this woman's youngest child, her seventh child. They told him, "Plach l'avodas kechavim." We told him, it says, "Es Hashem hemarta hayoyim liyos l'chol elokim, v'Hashem hemircha hayoyim liyos l'chol la'am segula." We have a pact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We took upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our one singular God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to be the one singular nation. We're going to be the Am Segula. Kfar nishpanu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kid said, "We swore to God she'ein anu mavir noisa be'el acher va'af hu nishbalonu," and he swore to us she'ein mavir oisanu b'macheres. He's never going to swap us out for another nation. Amalei HaKesar. The Kesar turns to this kid. He says, "Listen, you boys are making me look bad. You're making me look bad. I need you to at least fake it. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Ishti loch kushpank. I'm going to take my ring. I'm going to throw it on the ground. Gachin v'shakli. Just bend down and pick it up. Kehichi the lemrus. Like this, all the people that are observing and are watching are going to say, Kabbal alei hormon of the malka, that he just bowed down to me. Just do it. Just fake it. I know you don't mean it. I understand that. But just do that. Amalei. So the child told the kesar, Chaval aloch kesar, chaval aloch kesar. Al kvoit atzmecho kach. You realize how sensitive you are to your honor. You feel you're the king, and therefore you have to be treated accordingly. So nu, doesn't that mean that I have to be that much more sensitive to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So al kvoit HaKadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama, afkula mikdalei. So they took this child out and they brought him to be killed as they were bringing out this seventh child. And the mother is there and she's watching this. Amrula ime. So the mother turns to the people of the Kesar and says, "Yahavu nahali, can I please have my child for one moment? V'inashke porta. I want to kiss him. Just for one moment. Let me just kiss my child before he dies." Amrulai. They said, "That's fine." Bonai. They said, she went and she told her child, "My son, luchu v'imru l'Avram avichem. I want you to go and I want you to tell Avram Avinu, you know, you're going to be killed right now. You're going to be executed in a matter of moments. And you're going to have the schus to be greeted in the next world by Avram Avinu. When you see Avram Avinu, I want you to tell him the following. I have a message from my mother." He said, "You brought one akedah. You took one son and you put him on a mizbeach. And I didn't bring one akedah. I brought seven mizbeachas. Afi also legag. She too went on top of the roof. V'naflat, she fell off. V'mesa, and she died. Yatzos abaskal. There was a baskal that came out. V'omra, and said, Im habonim samecha." This is a well-known story. It's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in the climax of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugya. But there's a rest of the story. In fact, this Maisa that's brought somewhat Pekitzer here in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis is brought much more Barichas in an Eicha Rabba. It's in Medrash Eicha. It's Parsha Aleph Nun. Number one, the Medrash over there puts a name to the face. Maisa b'Miriam bas Nachtom. There was a story with Miriam, the daughter of Nachtom, and it goes ahead and it tells this whole story. It's interesting. If you look in the Pirush of the Marzu, one of the classic Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah, so the Pirush Marzu says as follows. Maisa kezu huva b'Yosifon. There's a very similar story that's told in Sefer Yosifon. Bechana. And there the woman's name is not Miriam. Her name is Chana v'Shiva Baneh. And that took place not during the Churban. When did that take place? Everyone knows this. During the Chanukah story. Right? It happened v'Yimei Antiochus. V'ulai shnei maisis hei. Says the Marzu, I'm not sure how to reconcile these two stories. Maybe they're two different stories. But either way, there's a lot of Hosafos in the Medrash's account of the story versus the Gemara's. We just need one. So after the Kesar goes and he kills, sends out the six boys, and now it's the last child. Amrulai, the mother, Miriam, turns to the Kesar and says, "B'chaye Roshcha, in the honor of the king, Kesar, I beg you, can you please kill me first and only afterwards kill my child. I can't see this. I can't watch this anymore. Do me a favor, take my life first. Amalei Kesa. So the Kesa looks at the mother and said, Eini Shemelech, I'm not listening to you. Because you know what it says in your Torah? V'shor oiseh, oisoy v'espinoy, loiseh shchatu b'yoymechot. I can't kill you. I'm sorry. I can't kill you. I'm killing your children. And as a result, I can't kill you because it says in the Torah, now Miriam responded. She said, what, you're 612 mitzvahs? You're already holding chulin dafayin ches? You're holding by perek oisav is benoy, miyad siva olav laharga. The bottom line is the medrash ends, and it's an incredibly moving story. But in the medrash, there's one oisav ashenagel in yoneinu, and that is, the king's, I can't. Because it says in the Torah, oisav es benoy loisashchatu b'yay. You know, I was thinking, the lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma that we mentioned. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi v'rachme rishoy machzori. Yodei tzadik nefesh behemtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more sensitive to the behema than these rishoyim are sensitive to even human beings. But what's the lashon of the pasuk? V'rachme rishoy machzori. V'rachme rishoyim. Sometimes the rishoyim, they come and they actually act as if they're being compassion, but really, what lies underneath it? It's a bunch of achzorius that lies underneath it. This Kesar invoked the pasuk of Oisay Ves Benoy Loisashchatu B'Yoymechot. That's a pasuk that's all about the Rachmanis. It's a pasuk like the Rambans, all three pshatim, it's related to the same idea. Oh, but it was Virachme Rishon Machzori. It was really exactly the opposite. And we've all heard Holocaust stories, the Germans, how they were very polite when they gassed the Jews, right? There was a certain It says in the Torah, Oisay Ves Benoy Loisashchatu B'Yoymechot, is mamish out of the Nazi playbook. It's unbelievable. But the bottom line is, Yodei Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoi, V'rachmi Rishon Machzori. You know, my heritage have been learning Chulin for the last 2.5 months. And really, you know, you think about Kinnis a little bit. You know, so many of the metaphor that were used by the Mechabri HaPiyutim, and you find it in Nusach HaTfilo, is that we're compared to sheep that were being slaughtered. Nechshavnu katzoin latevach yuval, right? We're mamish being butchered. We were butchered. And we were treated like behemoths. But like the Medrash says, even worse than behemoths. Because at least we have a sensitivity when we learn Masechtas Chulin, we do a shechita, we're sensitive to Tzar Bali Chaim. There's an idea of oisay vespenoy loisashchatu b'yemechot. There's a concept of shalech teshalech es ha'eim, loisikach ha'eim alabonim, of a virachme rishon machzori. We didn't even get that. We haven't even been zoicha to that throughout the Golas. Either way, we should taka be zoicha. We should be zoicha that all those neshamas should taka tell the Eibishta, look at all the akedas, all the mizbeches that we've brought. And we talk about the akeda of Yitzchak adayim hazeh. How many akedas have Klal Yisrael given up? How many proverbial chana v'shiva baneos? How many proverbial Miriam v'shiva baneos are there and have there been throughout the generations? Misha amaloi lama dai, yoyim alitzara seinu dai. And we should be zoicha that this Shabbos and really this next week should be nepach, miyogain, lesimcha. And we should be zoicha not to have to prava. We should go straight to Shabbos nachamur in a couple of hours. We should be zoicha to have a month of not mishenichnasa, mematim besimcha. It should be marbim besimcha, begu'ula, shleima, bebias hamashiach, bemeir b'yameinu, amen.